Support for today's broadcast comes from Common Ground Food Co-op in Lincoln Square Mall. Community-owned since 1974, Common Ground is a full-service grocer featuring organic and local foods grown right here in Illinois. More information is on their website at www.commonground.coop.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, Lisa Brotz says getting your hands dirty is not the only way to enjoy gardening. There's also good summertime reading that shares the virtues of the do-it-yourself garden movement.
I talk quite a bit about my neighbors. Not only are they masterful gardeners and stewards of bats and keepers of chickens and makers of sausage and dreamers and doers, they also know awesome people. Here's an example. Over the last two summers, my neighbors Ryan and Sarah have had writers staying at their houses. Writers either working on books or visiting Urbana-Champaign to talk about their books. A couple of weekends ago, they hosted artist and documentarian Daniel Tucker, co-author of a lovely book called Farm Together Now, which has a subtitle, A Portrait of People, Places, and Ideas for a New Food Movement. He was in town to give a talk about the book and to hang out a little in my neighborhood. Perfect. I set up a kitchen table interview for Sunday morning. Hey, I admit it, I'm a fan. I bought the book when it came out earlier this year because it seems so similar to some of the things that end up on In My Backyard, but with much wider geographical and social perspectives. The book tells 20 stories about people getting together and bucking cultural expectations or assumptions to, literally, farm together now. Daniel and his co-author Amy Franceschini spent months traveling the United States to talk with groups of people farming, distributing, eating, and in some cases living in ways that aren't exactly traditional. Daniel and Amy talked to people in densely populated urban areas like Chicago, Los Angeles, and others. They talked to people in sparsely populated rural areas in Nebraska and Colorado. They talked to people in intentional communities and people in boroughs of New York. They talked with people everywhere but places that look like my neighborhood in East Urbana. Neither Daniel nor Amy are farmers, nor are they food scholars. They share a common interest in food that informs their work as individuals and as writing partners. Amy's background is a little different from Daniel's. Her dad was a commercial almond farmer in California, and her mom was an old-school back-to-the-lander, while Daniel's experience is more peripheral. He visited farmers markets when he was a kid, and now he has a habit of trying different farm CSA boxes every year for the variety, both in terms of produce and agricultural practice. To that end, I was particularly interested in finding out if, during their interviews, they discovered any single common thread that ran through every story. As it turns out, the problem of accessing land to grow things and creative ways to acquire that land was a story they heard several times from several different people in wildly different situations. Over coffee Sunday morning, he described one such situation.
We had talked to someone in the Hudson Valley, New York, a project called Anarchy Apiaries, where the apiaries were set up on a bunch of different people's farms throughout the Hudson Valley. And it was done as a trade where in exchange for giving land for the bees for free, the landowners would get honey and they would get some tax breaks for basically agricultural uses of land that they were otherwise sort of sitting on.
What about the people coming to hear him talk on the book tour? I wanted to know. Who's coming to these events? I knew that in Urbana, I'd noticed a few people at his talk I'd never seen before, mixed in with the usual food suspects. His experience, he said, was that many of the people coming to hear him speak were already doing something food-related in their day-to-day lives, gardening, forming a co-op, or even farming, and they wanted to know how it measured up.
People are coming because they really want to hear stories about folks that are doing similar actions throughout the country. And they're really eager for those kind of examples and stories to basically know that what they're doing in their localized, you know, context is interconnected and similar to things that are happening elsewhere. And they want to also be able to compare and contrast.
So food projects are great. People farming together now, it's great. But what about farming together later? Is this interest in local food projects and community a fad, something people get tired of? Is it played out? Is it about to be forsaken for the next trend? Daniel thinks not.
Changing the way that we eat and that we treat land and treat each other are sort of interconnected practices, and they could point to a way out. and a way out that would actually make life better on the other end rather than just make it back the way it used to be.
This is Lisa Braltz for In My Backyard.
Lisa Braltz's stories can also be heard on our website, WILLAG.org. And you can also read her occasional blogs at majorprogression.wordpress.com.